All right. So before I get started, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Anne. I've been a coach for about 2.5 years. I'm going to go into my kind of, I mean, my story is always ongoing, but I'm going to go into kind of like my more recent story. And I'm not really a long-winded person in general when it comes to team calls. So this call might be slightly short, but I want to kind of invite you guys that if there's something that you feel that I don't expand enough on or you want more information, definitely feel free to, you can post in Joelle's team page. If you're on my team, you can always post in our team page. You can message me. I'm here to help you guys. So if you feel like that you didn't quite get enough of what you were hoping for, always feel free to post and ask the questions, and I will help in any way I can. So again, I've been a coach for about 2.5 years. Normally, I share my story with how I got into coaching and the objections that I personally had and worked through coming from a paleo lifestyle. But the story that I want to share tonight is much deeper than that story. And I'm going to be honest, last night as I was lying in bed trying to decide exactly what I wanted to talk about tonight, a lot of my limiting beliefs started to come up, which is ironic since tonight I'm going to talk to you about how to bust through your limiting beliefs. Last year, my business was definitely thriving. Oddly enough, my business thrived the most as I was preparing to go through a divorce and move out of my apartment with my now ex-husband. The perk to that, though, was that I had tons of emotional energy to put into my business since I wasn't putting it into my marriage anymore. And over a year ago, I went from being a diamond coach, to a star diamond, two-star, and then three-star qualifying back-to-back weeks, and my income was increasing along with it. And at that point, I had heard that when you hit two-star is really when the income becomes more stable, so I was super pumped about that. I was going through my divorce, and I had an undying belief in myself that I could move out and be on my own and fully support myself. Last August, I moved out, and then my income dropped. I never anticipated the amount of personal development it would take to work through my divorce, given that it was a marriage I knew was wrong from the get-go. Near the end of the year, I did a team call on how to work through the hard times, and I felt like I was truly making a comeback, and I was. Then the new year hit, and there were a million changes. I had a new relationship. I ended up starting a part-time job because I needed to be able to pay my bills. I had absolutely no clue the financial hit that I would take after a divorce. And we had only been divorced, or we had only been married not even 2 years. We didn't have any kids. It was like kind of the cheapest, fastest divorce that you could have, and still going from two incomes down to one and living in Chicago on my own, I definitely took a financial hit. So I ended up getting a part-time job in February. And then my boyfriend moved in around the time that I was starting my part-time job, and about a month later, I found out that he was going to Kenya for 2 months over the summer. So looking back, I think that the biggest gut punch was getting the part-time job. At the time, it really felt like I was asking the universe for money. I intended for that money to come from my business. One thing I've learned through manifesting is to be very specific in what you're wanting. The universe gave me an opportunity. I felt that it was a sign, and so I took it. Don't get me wrong, the opportunity was great in theory, but when you go from being a full-time coach to working a part-time job and needing to be on someone else's schedule, it really, really screws with your belief system. And I found that the more I was able to count on a guaranteed income each week, as small as it may be, the less I had the motivation to fully show up each day for my business. It was the first time in my entire coaching career that I truly thought to myself, what if I can't do this? What if I just had a good run and I failed and now I'm done? I stopped considering myself as a leader on Misfit Republic. I was in the leader group. I knew I was a leader, but mentally, I didn't view myself as a leader anymore. I hadn't raised advanced in over a year, and it kind of got to the point where I felt like I didn't really have anything new to offer anymore. I saw all these new leaders coming in, and I kind of stopped viewing myself as a leader. I stopped feeling like a leader for my own team. I counted more and more on my part-time income, and I watched my coaching income plummet. I stopped showing up on my mentor's team Zooms. I stopped responding in message threads because all I could think to myself was, you failed. At the point I saw myself sabotaging my relationship, that was the point when I realized it was time to do something. So I had a tarot card reading with one of my good friends, and she said to me, your root chakra is blocked, and until you unblock it, you will block abundance. Your next path to follow is your spiritual path. And I know that we have a lot of religious and spiritual people on our team, but even though my dad is a retired minister, that was not a comfortable path for me to go down. I remember multiple times my mentor would say to me, just pray about it. And I would say, I don't pray. Like, that's not something I do. I've never considered myself to be a religious person. I did consider myself to be spiritual, but I didn't really know what that meant. Like, I knew that I considered myself to be spiritual, but I didn't really have any, like, spiritual practices or anything like that. So I thought back to a story that Andrea had told on a previous team call, and I think she said it multiple times in a team call and probably some other videos on the YouTube page. But she talked about the moment in her business where her income had plummeted, and she heard, I believe it was on a podcast, that ego stood for edging God out. And at the time that I listened to that team call, it honestly didn't mean anything to me. I just wasn't at that point in my journey. I had no clue if what I was at this point, like after I learned that I needed to go down the spiritual journey, that was my next path. I had no clue if what I was going to try would work, but I knew that all successful people have some sort of strong either spirituality or religious belief. So here is the honest-to-God truth that gave me anxiety last night. When I signed up to do this call a couple months ago, I was in the thick of my spiritual journey and figuring stuff out. My income was starting to go back up. I was starting to feel like myself again, and I started to feel all confident. I'm like, yeah, I can totally teach it to the team. I've got plenty of time. My business is going to be rocking, and I'm like, okay, guys, like this is what you do, and bam, you'll be good to go. And I started to freak out last night because I reminded myself that my check this week is only $89.64. I've been a coach for 2.5 years. it hasn't been that low since January of 2015 after I quit my full-time job. That was the week after I quit my full-time job, honestly. So that was definitely a gut punch after I left my full-time job to coach full-time to see a check that low. And this is the second time in my coaching career that I've had that same type of gut punch. So what do you do with limiting beliefs? What do you do when you tell yourself you're not good enough or that you'll never be successful? What do you do when you tell yourself that people don't want to work with you and that you're not qualified to do the job? Okay, so here's where I'm going to tell you what I actually did to get out of my fog and out of my funk. I know a lot of times we hear fake it till you make it, but you don't fake it till you make it. You act as if. Act as if you're making 5 figures a month. Act as if you're a 5-star elite coach or higher if you're already a 5-star elite coach. Act as if you're working full-time from home in the hours you actually are working your coaching business. No, my check this week does not show that I'm any of those things, but my mind doesn't know the difference. When we say that personal development is a vital behavior, we mean just that. It is a non-negotiable to get anywhere in this business. You have to work harder on yourself than you do on anything else, and you cannot work your business until you are in the right mindset to do so. So you have to get your mindset straight. I paid attention to what successful people were doing, who they were following, and what they were reading. I had no clue what to do on my spiritual journey. So, again, I acted as if. I found a church to go to on Sundays that aligned with my personal beliefs. I started meditating, and the hardest part for me, I started praying. It felt very uncomfortable the first couple times. I still don't do it as much as I believe that I should. It's a learned behavior for me. But I started asking for what I wanted. And when my friend who did my reading told me I needed to be meditating every day, I told her it was hard for me because when I meditate, I cry. So that brings me to my next point. You have to feel your feelings. You cannot selectively numb feelings. So when you numb the uncomfortable, you numb the positive feelings as well. Acknowledge your feeling. Don't judge your feeling. Feel it fully, then let it go and release it. The more I started to truly feel my feelings, the more I felt the fog begin to lift. Once I realized I was fully committed to my personal growth journey, I became more than willing to invest in myself. Let me be very clear, though. I did not just have the money to invest in myself. I didn't have the money, but I spent it anyway. I had to commit to myself by committing financially. I know that each person will have a different comfort level for what they're willing to invest in themselves. But for me, I wanted all the tools. I was just like, give me everything. Give me everything you've got. And I just took it all in. So I took a course on breaking through money blocks. I took Gabby Bernstein's Spirit Junkie course. I originally started with a therapist who I didn't connect with. And even though she was cheaper, I ended up switching to a different therapist who costs more. And he's a therapist, life coach, and business coach. He's kind of all in one. So that each week I could get whatever I was needing that week. And with those financial commitments, although some days it feels like I'm drowning, it is me committing to myself that I will never give up no matter what it takes. Beware of who you're surrounding yourself with. Pay attention to the language they're using and how it's affecting your vibe. Your vibe will come through in your posts, on your prospect calls, and on your team Zooms. I heard Gabby Bernstein say in a lecture once that her boyfriend at the time, who's now her husband, but her boyfriend at the time was in a scarcity mentality when they were looking for an apartment, and she finally just told him something to the effect of, I believe in miracles, so you can't talk like that around me. And if you're trying to come from a place of abundance and you find that your partner or someone very close to you in your life is always speaking with a poverty mindset, be honest with them or remove yourself. Remove yourself from their, you know, from their presence, from their energy, meditate, and then protect your energy so that when you return to them, you're kind of in your own little bubble. I promise you that it helps. At the end of the day, though, it boils down to what I do on a daily basis that helps me continue to work through my limiting beliefs. So as I've reflected back on why my check this week is so low, it's simple. I stopped doing what I know works, which is kind of how our business works in general. I definitely let fear get the best of me. So here's what works for me. I suggest trying any and all of it. Figure out what works best in your daily routine. I don't necessarily do all of these things daily, but I definitely do them regularly depending on where my mindset is. Because not all of them have become habits yet, I have to like keep post-it notes around reminding me. It's kind of like a to-do list, but just like a list of all the options that I could do. I have now in my phone, I use the Wunderlist app, and so it's kind of like my to-do list. I have my power hour in there, but then I also have like EFT tapping and meditating just to remind myself that every day when I look at my to-do list, I make sure that I've done it because I know that those things really help. So whatever it takes to kind of get you in the habit of doing these things, do it, even if it means setting reminders on your phone. So I meditate daily. Again, it's one of those things I had to get back into because it wasn't a habit for me. There are lots and lots of apps out there. I know that a lot of people use the Calm app. I really like Gabby Bernstein's guided meditations on Apple Music. If you're searching for her, make sure that you search for Gabrielle Bernstein. I don't think anything's actually come up as Gabby Bernstein, even though she goes by Gabby. I do emotional freedom technique or EFT tapping. So I stopped doing it daily, and I'm getting back into a daily practice. I really like Brad Yates, who you can find on YouTube, and I basically search for whatever I'm struggling with in that moment. So most recently I've been doing a lot on, like, abundance mentality, since I'm really focused on that right now. I listen to Gabby Bernstein lectures on Apple Music. You can also subscribe to her email list and get a lot of free stuff emailed to you. I read A Return to Love by Marianne Williamson, and it was 100% life-changing. I had already read, like, Spirit Junkie and They Cause Miracles by Gabby Bernstein, and so kind of the next step for me was to read A Return to Love. When I first got into it, for me personally, it was kind of religious. Again, I come from a religious background, but I don't consider myself to be religious. But it was very easy for me, for any of you who aren't religious or who consider yourself to be spiritual, it was very easy for me to kind of sub in you know, universe instead of God or spirit instead of God. So it's kind of like knowing what word you connect with and subbing it in. But it's a great, great book. After I read A Return to Love, I started listening to Marianne Williamson's lectures on Apple Music. I would assume that you can probably find them on Android, but I'm an iPhone, so I use Apple Music for everything. And I would listen to them about once a day for a good couple weeks straight. Over the summer, I started A Course in Miracles, which is what Marianne and Gabby teach. Again, I got out of the habit of doing it, and so I'm getting back into the habit of doing it, but I just would do one lesson a day. They're very short. It's like one to two page reading and then a lesson to do for the day or like exercises to practice that day. So that's something I would highly recommend. And then at night before I fall asleep, I run through a list in my head of all the things that I'm grateful for. If your limiting belief is money related, try telling yourself daily, today I have enough, or I have enough for groceries today, or whatever it is. Focus on what you do have versus your lack of. Make a list of affirmations that are the opposite of what your fears are. So if your fear is that you won't recruit coaches, try, I attract hardworking and dedicated coaches who are ready to run with this business. I have affirmations up all around our apartment. I have them on sticky notes in the kitchen, in the bathroom, in my office, in the hallway. I have them on my phone. I have them everywhere. And I switch them out. Honestly, it's just whatever I'm really struggling with, whatever fears are creeping into my daily life, I come up with affirmations and I put them up on the wall so that they're surrounding me all the time. So there's going to be many moments in this business where you'll be tested. You'll wonder if you're good enough and feel you're at the point of giving up. And I'll be honest, sometimes your why won't even be strong enough to pull you through those tough times. If you're in this for the long haul, though, then remember there is no plan B. Your business is not failing. It's just that it cannot grow further than you have. So before you go to bed tonight, I want you to think of one limiting belief you have and one thing you can start implementing no later than tomorrow to start tackling that limiting belief. That is it, guys. I hope you got some good nuggets to take forward with you. And, again, if you have additional questions, post the team page. I'll definitely make sure that I respond. If there is anything that you want extra clarification on, I'd be more than happy to expand on anything. But that's what I've got for tonight. So thanks so much for hopping on, and I look forward to chatting with you guys soon.